Hello, everyone. This is Kathleen Maxwell-Randy with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. I'm so thankful that you've joined me for today's podcast. I'm also grateful for those that make this podcast possible. Our monthly sponsors, Mary Mitchelstein, Kyle and Melissa Johnson, Deanna Caraway, Laura Jane Elder, and special gifts from Terry Schreiner, Lisa Davis, Fran Hulse, Claire Nelms, and Mary Cockflesh. We now have listeners from 23 different countries. If you want to give and love this podcast, consider becoming a patron. Your donations keep them coming and are appreciated to cover the cost. To give, simply click the button that says Become a Patron or Patronage. Also, check out my new website for more information at www.kathleenmaxwellranby.com. And if you enjoy these messages, please leave me a comment and like the podcast, as I love hearing from my listeners. And remember, don't just listen. Partner with God and practice the lesson.
Well, hello, everyone, and good to have you join me this January, cold January day here in Texas. And I just want to say a special hello to the listeners that are from New Zealand and Australia. We have listeners now from over 26 countries, but there's a good following from those nations, and I just want to acknowledge that. Today, I wanted to share something with you that happened a few weeks ago in my life, and it was very, very just interesting, and something that's just been kind of governing my year so far in 2020. It was early one morning, and I sat in my cozy robe with my hot tea and in my big chair where I usually have my quiet time, and I had built a fire that day. It was cold and was just all snuggled up, and I was eager to get back to my routine. We had had company during the holidays, which was a whole lot of fun. Grandbabies and kids in and out. But I'm a routine girl, and so I was looking forward to getting back to my little routine. And every year at the beginning of the year, I ask God what He has for me in the new year, and what He wants to give me that kind of sets a foundation for the new year. It was interesting. Last year, He gave me presence. He gave me three words: presence, perspective, and peace. And I thought that was real interesting. And of course, as I've gone through 2020, oh my word, I needed His perspective of things in 2020 because it was crazy for everybody. I definitely needed His peace because I'd never walked through a pandemic. And I also needed His perspective because it seemed like on so many levels things were falling apart in our world. But this year, as I sat there in my chair and prayed, I felt God say two words. And the two words this year were expectancy and wonder. And so I kind of replied back to God, and I was like, okay, expect what? Wonder about what? And I felt God say the following things to me. I felt like He said, Kathleen, I want you to live in expectancy and wonder of who I will be for you in any situation you encounter. 2021 will be a year of promises fulfilled. And so I wrote this down. I've learned from past experience it's so important to write something down, especially as I age and I don't remember quite as well as I used to when I was younger. But it also serves as a base, a home base when life seems crazy and I'm like, now, Lord, what did you say? Remind me of what you've told me, especially for this year. And so expectancy and wonder were intriguing words to me. And so I researched them a little bit and found that expectancy is a state of thinking or hoping that something, especially something pleasant, will happen. And the meaning of wonder is a feeling of surprise mingled with admiration, caused by something beautiful, unexpected, unfamiliar, or inexplainable. I love that. And a desire to be curious to know something. And so, as I sat there with the Lord, I just kind of pondered, you know, Lord, what does this mean for me and what must I do? And I just sat with that for a while and just thought about it. And I knew more than anything, God was calling me closer, calling me to come up higher in childlike expectancy, wonder, and trust of Him in this new year. A memory came to mind of something that had happened the other day with my little granddaughter, Vega, and her little friend. Back in December, early December, my bonus daughter, as I call her, Whitney, she said, Kathleen, do you think that you could talk my dad into dressing up like Santa Claus? I want to use that as Christmas picture. And I said, sure, let me work on that. And she said, oh, and would you be Mrs. Claus? And so we got our costumes and we went over there one evening and went upstairs and put them on. And Whitney and her husband have a two-story house. So here we come down the stairs and Stephen is going, ho, 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 Merry Christmas as he comes down. And Vega, my little granddaughter, who's almost two, she ran over to the steps and she's looking up. And I had the privilege of being, you know, on the end where I could see their little faces. And her little friend, as we started walking down those steps, their eyes were just as big as saucers. And they couldn't wait to get closer, you know, and touch us. And they began to chatter and just squeal with delight. And, you know, then they followed us. You know, we came down the stairs and gave them a hug. And then they followed us around the room in amazement. And, of course, we're just trying to figure out how to be Mr. and Mrs. Claus because we'd never done that before. But these little girls were just in amazement as they expressed what they wanted. And it was a perfect picture of childlike wonder and great expectancy, mingled with surprise and admiration. They were just in awe that Santa had really come to their house and really wanted to see them and talk to them. And I share that story because as I sat there in my chair and was thinking of the words expectancy and wonder, I thought, what if I lived my life? What if you lived your life like those little girls in expectancy and wonder each day? You know, Vega totally trusts her parents to provide for her every need. She isn't concerned about the state of the nation. She's not concerned about our president, not concerned about COVID, our business difficulties, or other world problems. And how much more fun would our life be if it was fun and delightful each day because we lived in expectancy and wondering how God is going to show up and with what provision He's going to provide, what help He's going to provide, what gifts He's going to provide, kind of like Santa Claus. You know, it was such a sweet picture. I loved reflecting on that, and it just gave me a picture of how God wanted, I feel like, me to live my life. But I don't feel like these words are just for me. I feel strongly that they're for some other people too. I went to the Bible to just see what were some scriptures that had expectancy or expect. Another word for that, I think, could be hope. I think those words could be interchangeably put in. But right now, I know that for me, I like the word expectancy. In Psalm 37, talks about trusting God, and that was another thing this year, you know, is just setting my trust in God, my expectancy, my trust, my hope, all of those things in Him. In Psalm 37 verse 3, I've been camping out in Psalm 37 since the first of the year. It says, keep trusting the Lord and do what is right in His eyes. Fix your heart on the promises of God and you will be secure, feasting on His faithfulness. I think that's a very pretty passage. And that was the Passion Translation. Again, I love how they put that. And, you know, Psalm 40 verse 5 is another one that talks about expectancy. It says, and this is in the Passion Translation, it says, O Lord our God, no one can compare with You. Such wonderful works and miracles are found with you. And you think of us all the time with your countless expressions of love, far exceeding our expectations. Oh my goodness, I love that in Psalm 40 and verse 5, because God can exceed our expectations. It says He does exceedingly abundantly above what we could ask or think. In another place, you know, in the scripture. And over, you know, God instructs us to trust Him. I've had my share of disappointments and trials and adversity, but I've seen His faithfulness and His redemption. And so for me, I'm going to put my expectation in Him for 2021, in the areas where I'm still waiting, in the areas that I want change, in the areas that are a little frightening, or could be. I'm choosing to put my expectation in Him. I love Psalm 62, verse 5. This passage is one that the Lord gave me a number of years ago when I was a young wife and mother, and I was getting just very distraught one day because some things hadn't happened that I was praying about. I was a little more immature and trying to fix it on my own. And the Lord took me to this passage in Psalm 62, verse 5, in the King James Version. It says, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him." And when I read that morning, 30-something years ago, I knew, you know, that I needed to wait on God, to wait on Him, to be patient and let Him work in this situation that was causing me dismay. And for me, I needed to put my expectation in Him, not in myself, not in the situation to change. I needed to put my expectation in God, the one that had the power to change. And I can tell you now, looking back on that situation, God did redeem and fix it, and He exceeded my expectation. But it was what was real key, and what I think He was trying to teach me, is to put my expectation in Him and Him alone. Psalm 62, verse 5 through 8 in the NIV says, "Yes, my soul finds rest in God. My hope comes from Him. Truly, He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock and my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge." You know, over and over in Scripture, it tells us to trust God. And so I hope you'll join me, and hope that we can press on together. You know, the word wonder, as I looked at the word wonder, it is mentioned over 100 times in Scripture. And I think when we live our day wondering what God is up to, wondering how He's going to work in our lives, it just makes life more fun. And I even had just an interesting thing happen just this week. I was praying one morning, and I prayed and just commit my day to the Lord and said, "Lord, you know, just order my steps today. Put me where I need to be, when I need to be there, and just give me divine appointments with people." And it was so interesting. I had gone to a local place, restaurant, to work, which I sometimes do. And I was working, and I needed to go to the ladies' room. And so I left my computer, left everything real quick, and ran into the ladies' room. And when I did, I ran into a woman that I had met over a year ago. But ironically, this woman had come to mind the day before. And I had thought about her. I'd thought about some of the adversity she was going through. And then all of a sudden, I come out of the stall in the bathroom, and there she is. And I said, "Oh my goodness." And I called her by name, and I said, "I was thinking about you yesterday. It's so good to see you." And she shared with me for just a very brief minute, and she was really going through just a very hard time. And I just shared with her, you know, real quick, and I said, "Let's, you know, let's get together." let's get together soon, because I've walked through some of the things that she was going through at that very time. And you could tell she was just really struggling. And later that day, she texted me and she said, I know it was God that I ran into you. And I immediately replied back and I said, I have no doubt I had prayed for divine appointments. And so even today before, you know, recording this podcast, I was able to spend some time with her and just encourage her and pray with her and understand, you know, people need oftentimes understanding when they're going through difficulty. And so it makes our day fun when we wonder how God is going to show up. I mean, who would have ever thought run into the restroom would come out and be faced with that divine appointment. Such a blessing, and really makes life fun. God wants to be a part of our everyday life. You know, he's a wonder-working God. Exodus 15:11 tells us, who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? Wow. That's a neat passage too, and I love that the word wonder is mentioned over 100 times in scriptures. There's much more I could share with you, but for the sake of time, I'm going to keep going. There's so much going on right now in the world, in our community, in the state, in the nation. There's just so much that's going on, and can we be a people that live 2021 trusting and an expectancy and wonder? I feel these words aren't just for me, but there are others that need to take hold of these two words and explore them yourself. Let me just encourage you to dig deeper. I'm sure I've only got a fraction of what these words really mean and how they're going to affect my life. And I hope to come back with you the end of 2021 and share more stories about this. I plan to fix my heart on these words this year and hold on to God's promises. So join me in this journey with expectancy and wonder for 2021. And thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to just partner with me and study more of God's scripture and how he wants to be a part of our everyday lives. Let's pray. Father, thank you for who you are, for your great, great love for us, for your peace, for your kindness, for your joy that you bring. And I thank you that, Lord, we can put our expectation in you and you alone. And so I just commit to do that and commit to live a lifestyle of expectancy and wonder. And Father, I just pray you'd raise up the body of Christ, that we would be as those little girls in wide-eyed wonder of how you're going to show up, how you're going to redeem, how you're going to fix things in our nation and in our communities and in our families. And Father, I ask that you just bring unity to the body of Christ, Lord, that we strengthen one another. And I bless each and every listener in the ministry that you've called them to, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for joining me, and have a great week.